not a frankly, not a surprise, because we've been speeding toward this destination. The destination has now arrived completely. Michigan has become the newest coronavirus epicenter in the United States. But it's said to be a mystery as to why. The experts don't really know why this is happening, that Michigan would be one of the hardest hit when we were one of the toughest in terms of being locked down, closing businesses, closing schools, urging people to wash their hands often, wear the masks, social distancing. What's going on? Well, there's more to wonder about, and it has to do with our kids, which is what we're all concerned about. Dr. Rudolph Valentini is the chief medical officer at DMC Children's Hospital of Michigan. He is kind enough to join us once again to talk about this conundrum. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning to you, Paul W. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, sir, because you're going to help us. You're going to help my listeners. You're going to help all of us with this
story.
And what is the very latest you're seeing regarding our children, the teens, the young adults, said to be much of the cause of the spread in Michigan, especially kids in sports in school? Let's talk about all that. Doctor, fill us in.
Yeah, we are definitely seeing an uptick in the number of children who are infected. We're seeing more visits to our emergency room with children with pretty low-grade infections, and some are requiring hospitalization. So our emergency rooms are busier. Children are coming in with cold-like symptoms, fevers, vague symptoms of fatigue, kind of the usual COVID stuff. They tend to be much milder in children, thank goodness. But we do have more hospitalizations. We have about a dozen children in the hospital these days at Children's Hospital of Michigan, which is a little higher number than we certainly saw last summer, even back out to last spring. It seems as though the age distribution for COVID has moved downward. So fortunately, lots of our seniors have been vaccinated. We're not seeing as much activity there, but the kids are out, they're mingling more, they're playing sports, they're in schools. Especially the smallest ones, I think it's really hard to get a 3- and 4- and 5-year-old kid in preschool to wear a mask. So, I think they are part of the vectors that are kind of transmitting this infection.
What the heck here? There was a point in the beginning of this whole pandemic when it was said that it didn't even affect children. So what has changed? Is it that we didn't notice or couldn't tell because, as you put it, mild infections, mild problems? Or is it the variants? Or what the heck do you think it might be?
Well, I think it's probably a combination. I think children have always been able to get it. But it was never enough, really, to put them on their back, to take them to the hospital. We were always worried about their parents and their grandparents, because it literally could be quite deadly, as we all know now. So I think children were always getting infected, and they were probably always part of spreading it back and forth. We were one of the first hospitals in the country to help characterize something called multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, which is something that happens after COVID, about 3 weeks later, can cause myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart muscle. So we were seeing that in April and May, and a lot of our physicians at Children's Hospital of Michigan were key players in the description of that entity. So it has always, children have always been part of it. But what we're seeing now is, I think that the vaccine has been very, very effective. And we've changed the demographics, if you will. So the people who are getting infected are the younger ones, even though they probably always were getting infected, but they were staying home. Now they're the only ones sort of most vulnerable to get infected, and they're showing up with fevers and the like.
So now, as we know, the state has finally said, let's start vaccinating anyone over 16, thank goodness, because, I mean, for goodness sakes, they were saying they had more vaccine than people in a lot of places around the country. Now, even the president has spoken up, pushed forward his edict, if you will, to get everybody vaccinated in America. But let's deal with the smallest of the Americans and what you deal with as the chief medical officer at DMC Children's Hospital of Michigan, Dr. Rudolph Valentini with us. How soon for the little kids? Forget 16 and over. We know that we're doing that now, but how about the kids in between 0 and 16?
So good news from Pfizer came out, I think, around the 31st of March, saying that their vaccine is highly effective, perhaps even more effective in those 12 to 15 than in those 16 to 25. So I think they had about 2,500 patients in their study, 2,200, something like that. And They saw no infections in the 1,100 those that were inoculated with the vaccine versus about 18 in the other group. So good data. They're applying for emergent use authorization, and I think that's probably just a few weeks away. So that'll get us to the 12 to 15. They're now testing it in the 5 to 11, and they have intentions to go all the way down to 6 months of age. So they've started that. The studies are all designed. They're set up. They've started the smaller group a couple weeks ago. So I think that's still a few months down the road, probably in those less than 12. But I'm hoping that 12 to 15, we can start to see something here in the weeks ahead. So that'll help us, because the more people we sort of take out of the mix as a means to transmit the infection, the sooner this is going to go away. So just everybody who can get the vaccine should get it, and I can't wait till we can start vaccinating our young ones.
I hate to say this, but I have to. This is kind of what happens to me. I thought in the middle of the night, the realization of this being one problem, COVID-19, one pandemic then with variants. And I'm wondering what the heck we're going to do as a society when the next one comes and the one after that. Because surely this is not the only one, Doctor. There'll be more. And is this what's going to happen from this day forward? Or are we going to get so used to it we just have a battery of inoculations now, as many as we had when we were kids, that we'll need as adults just to live in America or live in this world?
Now, those are interesting questions. I certainly hope it doesn't get to that, but I think we know that we had the Spanish flu in the 1918 time period, and it took about 100 years till we got another one like this. The world's different now than it was 100 years ago, but I do think that coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, is heavily mutating. So we have to keep up with it, and it is trying to run away from us, and we have put together a vaccine in record time. We just have to get it. We have to basically shut the virus down and try to outrun it, after which time I think this virus is going to be a little like the flu. It mutates every year, and we have to get it. Probably we'll need to get a booster vaccine once a year that will be formulated to keep up with the next variant, if you will.
My belief was going to be that we were going to take away the hosts, that's us,
yes,
by doing the washing the hands, the social distancing, and especially the masks. That was my belief,
yep,
my fervent belief. And I still believe that might have happened had everyone done that. But sadly, because of politics and stupidity, a lot of people didn't do that. And maybe that's the reason that it continues, because we keep offering up hosts. Us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We have to respect this disease. It absolutely kills people, and we have to do our part. It's our responsibility as a society. We have to do our part.
I don't know how we get that through everybody's head, and that it is safe, as far as we can tell in every way, it is safe. Meanwhile, should the kids be in school and sports or not?
I think yes. I think, yes, the kids need it for their own mental well-being,
their own
mental development. They have to be out. They have to socialize. They just have to do it responsibly. And most kids, probably 5 and over, you can teach them to wear a mask. I saw a bunch of kids in clinic yesterday. They all walked in with a mask, all very respectful. If you respect this disease and you treat it with what it unfortunately has forced us to do, we can manage it, and we can get through it, and we can get people to in school, keep them in school, get them to play sports. So I'm in favor of continuing all of that.
Excellent. Hear, hear. Thanks for the hopeful, helpful advice this morning, Doc.
You're very welcome, Paul W. Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Rudolph Valentini, the Chief Medical Officer at DMC Children's Hospital of Michigan. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.